Hello, everyone. My name is Bob Ness. Maria asked me to contribute a tennis reading for her podcast channel, as the both of us, among many others, have been stricken with a particular disease, acute tennis syndrome. Now, I'm reading from my notes. This is the first time I've said them out loud, so please excuse me for hiccuping along the way. Anyway, what is a syndrome, you might ask? Well, according to the American Psychological Association, a syndrome is a set of symptoms and signs that are usually due to a single cause or set of related causes and together indicate a particular physical or mental disease or disorder, also called symptom complex. At this point, you might be asking yourself, how is he qualified to speak on this complex subject? Well, my undergraduate degree is in psychology, a Bachelor of Science, a BS, which should give you some indication of what is to follow. As a side note, let me enlighten you on the various universal degree acronyms which many of us know already. Bachelor of Science, BS, bullshit, MS, more of the same, PhD, piled higher and deeper. What I chose to share with you today is the writings from Freud, Sex as a Sublimation for Tennis, from the Secret Writings of Freud. A little background first. Freud was born in what is now the Czech Republic in 1856, although his parents were Galician Jews from Freiburg, Moldavia. He died in Hampstead, London in 1939. He fathered 8 children. He practiced neurology in Vienna, and he was the founder of Psychoanalysts, a clinical method for treating psychopathology through dialogue between a patient and a psychoanalyst. Freud was a prolific writer. Can't say that. First time I said that out, ever out loud. Anyway, Freud was a prolific writer and his works covered 24 volumes. If you were a patient, psychoanalytical therapy took 7 years and you had to be intelligent. That was a little background as a preface of what I'm about to introduce you to, a subset of his various papers on tennis. The titles and years they were published chronologically. In the future, Maria or I or one of her many friends will be reading details of his in-depth study of the pathology of tennis. Before I begin, I would like to offer one of my favorite Freudian quotes, which is, I think, apropos to the world we find ourselves in today. Well, not quite, but interesting. Freud said, "One day, in retrospect, the years of struggle will strike you as the most beautiful." Anyway, here we go. Thank you all, and stay tuned to Maria's podcast. So let me, I have the book here that has the index of his papers. So let me see. Tennis Analysis Papers of Sigmund Freud. Starting in 1896, the unconscious need to fail. Okay. Let me see. Tennis Secrets, 1897. The Prince Racket, Symbol and Symptom, 1899. Because I'm skipping over this. Okay. Love is Not a Zero, 1903. That's very appropriate. Interpretation of Tennis Dreams, 1905. Introductory Lectures on Tennis Psychoanalysts, 1906. The Autoerotic Aspects of Singles, 1907. And Approaching Nirvana, 2 Hours of Tennis and a Good Cigar, 1908. And The Net is High, 1908. Disguised Tennis Perversions, 1909. My Kingdom is Clay, 1909. Masturbatory Fixations in the Western Grip, 1910. Sexual Perversions Revealed by the Two-Handed Backhand, 1910. The Agony of Defeat and the Ecstasy of Losing, 1911. The Enemy Within, 1912. Penis Envy and the Prince Racket, 1912. The Primitive Taboo with a Foot Fault, 1912. I'm skipping over stuff. Wait a minute. Resistance to the Law, 1914. Let me see, 1 second. Origin of the Tennis Heimlich Maneuver, 1917. 1923, Fellatio on the Short Volley. 1923, Psychopathology of Mixed Doubles. in 1924, The Court Is My Couch, 1924 also, Strange Tennis Symptoms, 1925, The Myth of the Sweet Spot, 1925 also, Tennis Dream Theory, let me see, I'm jumping ahead, 1932, The Foot Fault, oh, 1933, Fuzzy Balls and Pubic Hair, interesting. Let me see, I'm going down, it's a lot of compulsive tennis habits, 1935. Change the page. The Nightmare of the Canceled Tennis Game, A Study in Obesity, Perversion, and Suicide, 1935. I think we can relate to that these days. Okay. Psychological Warfare Between the White Lines, 1936. Okay. Diagnosing Character Types Through Tennis, 1937. Okay. This is in, he's getting 1938, this is before he died, a year before he died. The Mysterious Fate of the Underhanded Serve, 1938. Anyway, that's all I have for today. And as I said, Maria and others will be reading some of the specifics of these publications. And I hope you enjoyed this one. It's, let me see, 6 minutes and 37 seconds. Not too bad. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.